This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Zingari in for Jane Lindholm. Remember how much more captivating the local news cycle was when you would learn daily about radioactive isotopes like tritium, strontium-90, and cesium-137, or when you were entranced by collapsing cooling towers and lost spent fuel rods that were actually never lost at all? Alas, those days, those heady days are gone because their source, the Vermont nuclear power plant, Vermont Yankee, has been closed for almost 3 years. Robbie Lepser, an independent documentary filmmaker, spent years capturing all the drama that surrounded the final years of VY, and his new film on the subject, Power Struggle, has its Vermont premiere this Sunday at the Film House on Main Street Landing in Burlington. And he joins us now to talk about his documentary. Robbie, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you, Rick, for having me here.
You spent years following this story as it unfolded with your camera. Did you always have this documentary in mind?
Well, I actually live 18 miles from Vermont Yankee in a small town in western Massachusetts, just a few towns over the border from where Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts come together. And I became concerned that if there was ever a major release of radioactivity from the reactor when it was running, or now from the high-level radioactive nuclear waste that will be stored there indefinitely into the future, that my community would be affected. As a filmmaker, I became very interested when I heard that Vermont was the only state in the country whose legislature was empowered to make a decision about a future operation of a nuclear power plant. So I thought the idea of chronicling as a filmmaker the process of citizens wanting to have a voice in issues that affect their lives, in this case, the future of energy, and how the state legislature would respond to that, how the power company would respond to that, how the federal government would respond to that. And when I started, I had no idea that I would be filming over a five-year period and had no idea what the outcome would be.
So how do you focus this huge issue of nuclear power in Vermont on a focused story that explains it and keeps yours from getting lost?
Well, in this case,
there's a lot of moving parts.
Yes, indeed. Well, I think that really what Power Struggle is, it's a political drama and with many different players. So I interview activists and residents really on both sides of the issue who were engaged in wanting to make their voices heard. Also elected officials also on both sides. And what's unique about the Vermont story, the Vermont Yankee story, is how involved the state officials were. And really, it was a result of the grassroots activism. And in fact, the activists really became very frustrated with trying to deal with federal officials and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And that's what really led them to focus on the state, because Vermont was the only state in the country that required a state license for the nuclear power plant to operate. And so therefore, the legislature was involved in that and the citizens had a voice through their legislators.
Well, that frustration with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission comes through in the film. So let's listen to a clip from the movie when activists had the opportunity to actually pose questions directly to the NRC.
I want to know why, when Entergy lied to the public about the strontium-90, saying that they did not release strontium-90 from Vermont Yankee, even though the strontium-90 was found in the fish. The NRC knew about that all the time. And the NRC came back and said, we have no responsibility to tell the public that Entergy is lying to you. That is what the NRC said. We are supposed to trust you?
Tell us what's happening there and the mindset of the people who are present.
Well, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which is the federal agency in charge of regulating the safety of all nuclear power plants across the United States, they're required to have an annual meeting in every community where there's a reactor. So they have an annual meeting in the Brattleboro area every year when the Vermont Yankee was operating. So the citizens in the local area were pretty upset and frustrated for years and years and years of going to these meetings and feeling that they weren't being heard.
So the NRC does then agrees to allow Yankee to operate for another 20 years. So why'd they make that decision?
The track record with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is that they've rubber-stamped all nuclear power plants for license renewal. They have never denied a license renewal.
You spend a lot of time with the Vermont characters who kind of tell this story. Who are some of the main characters in your documentary that tell us what happened as it's happening, really?
Well, one of the most prominent people who I filmed in Power Struggle are Arnie Gunderson and Maggie Gunderson of Fairwinds Energy Education that is based in Burlington. And they became major players. Arnie himself is a nuclear engineer and was hired by the state of Vermont, by the legislature of Vermont, to be their watchdog, to be the legislator's watchdog. And it was actually through his research that he uncovered that there was underground pipes that Entergy officials formally previously denied in 2009 existed, carrying underground pipes carrying radioactive materials. And then when those pipes leaked, a massive amount of radioactive materials, it was known as the tritium leak, but it was actually a whole lot of very highly radioactive material, including cesium and strontium, that went into the groundwater underneath Vermont Yankee. That created a political firestorm in the state legislature. And I spent a lot of time in the state legislature filming hearings, and that's where I met Arnie and Maggie Gunderson.
And another, I say character, is this group of firebrand older women. Who are they?
Yes, there's a group of women all over the age of 60, primarily based in Western Massachusetts, but do include some people from Vermont. And one of the lead activists who I filmed there is a woman named Frances Crow, who is 93 years old when I first started filming her at Vermont Yankee, and she's 98 now and still going strong. And they would literally go and protest at the gates of Vermont Yankee and get arrested.
Yes, they would. The ghost of Fukushima really haunts the entire documentary. So let's listen to nuclear engineer Arnie Gunderson discuss Fukushima.
In the United States, there's 23 General Electric Mark I reactors identical to Fukushima Daiichi. Vermont Yankee came online almost identical time to Fukushima Daiichi Unit 1. They have the same design. They're the same reactor. Same contractors worked on them, and the same flaws and weaknesses. The regulators have known that this design is incapable of withstanding an accident since it was built.
So how big a part did that meltdown in Japan play in the demise of Vermont Yankee?
Well, the meltdowns, the triple meltdowns at Vermont, at Fukushima, happened a year after the historic vote in the Vermont Senate to not renew the state license for Vermont Yankee. At that point, Entergy was suing the state of Vermont, and it looked like it was going to be a long protracted court battle. Fukushima really made the threat that nuclear power can cause when it doesn't go well very, very real. 160,000 people from the surrounding area around Fukushima had to evacuate their homes. So that really made it real to people. And I think it really upped the activism in Vermont that led to a huge civil disobedience protest a year after Fukushima on the day after the state license of Vermont Yankee expired in March of 2012.
But it was August of 2014 that Entergy decides themselves to pull the plug.
August 2013, they announced it. It closed in December of 2014.
Okay. So did all the pressure really amount to anything, because they cite economic reasons for closing the plant in the end?
Well, economics was certainly a major factor in why they closed it. However, it was the public scrutiny of the activists on the ground, the citizens, and the state elected officials shining a spotlight that really pushed Vermont Yankee over the edge.
Now, the story of Vermont Yankee is well known at this stage to many Vermonters. For those heading to see the premiere on Sunday, who may think they know the story, What's something new that they can learn from this documentary?
I think it's about the power of citizens to make a difference.
And what will they hear that they haven't heard before that they may not have known?
Well, particularly about actually the ongoing threats, because while Vermont Yankee is closed and people think they don't have to think about it anymore, the reality is the high-level radioactive nuclear waste that's going to be dangerous for 250,000 years is going to be staying indefinitely on the banks of the Connecticut River.
That's Robbie Lebser. He's an independent documentary filmmaker. His new film chronicling the closing of Vermont Yankee is called Power Struggle, and its Vermont premiere is this Sunday at the Film House on Main Street Landing in Burlington. Robbie, I want to thank you for telling us about it.
Thank you for having me here.
And that's our program for today. When Vermont Health Connect, the state's healthcare exchange, was launched, those trying to use the site had horror stories to share. So how are things running now? Tomorrow on Vermont Edition, as the new enrollment period is about to start, we'll look at how things are going now, how the process works, and what the future holds for the exchange. You can send your thoughts or comments to Vermont Edition at vpr.net and listen tomorrow at noon. Vermont Edition is produced by Matthew Smith. We have production assistance from Anna St. Marie. Jake Rusnak directed the program, and our theme music was composed by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. Our managing editor is Sam Gale Rosen. I'm Rick Singeri. Thanks for listening.